Take a little bit of tank, mix it with a little crank, and put it in a taco shell. Mix a little ground meat with a little shredded beef, drop acid and visit hell. Cause I gotta get me some ecstasy and a big ass jar of LSD. I gotta smoke that joint that's next to me, and then I'll hit up the taco with extra cheese.
Welcome back to the Taco Bells. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Courtney.
Courtney said we have to introduce ourselves this time because last time I just was like, let's talk about Taco Bell.
Well, I feel like in all the other podcasts that I listen to, they usually say like, hey, this is so-and-so. Even if it's a podcast that like you listen to over and over again, I still kind of wait for them to introduce themselves. So thanks for humoring me.
So have you eaten, when was the last time you ate at Taco Bell?
The last time I ate at Taco Bell was last weekend.
Last week. Okay. And I think I had it like the week right before, which was a shock for me. But okay. Yeah. Tell us what you had last time.
So
last weekend, another weekend trip.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
No, it was dinner. And it was, my parents were in town last weekend. So it was, right before they got there, I kind of like, it was a little bit stressful. So like, I felt like I went to my
OTF. You had some Taco Bell to take the edge
off. Yeah, I had some Taco Bell to take the edge off. And I'm kind of really into those. I mentioned them last time, the little crispy rolled tacos.
Sure, I don't remember.
I would just basically eat anything that has that nacho cheese sauce. So you get like a dipper for that. And this time I asked for an additional cup of nacho cheese, which you get free of charge. I just said, instead of like one, can I have an extra dipping cup? And I always say the same thing. I don't mind paying extra. And they're like, no, you don't have to pay extra. So it's not like at a restaurant. Because at restaurants,
this cheese cup is worth 1/100th of a cent.
Well, I'm like one of those people that's like, I kind of want this, but like not how you make it. So can I substitute this and that? And so that's what I always say at restaurants. Like, I don't mind paying extra. And so I said that at Taco Bell, but they were very generous with their cheese proportions. I couldn't do like my massive order because, I knew I was going to have to, I'd gotten like a, my parents were in town cause we were going to go to a comedy show and, I'd got to rent the runway dress.
Oh yeah.
And so I wanted to like not feel gross and bloated in that. So I didn't get my massive gross order that I normally get. So I got those little rolled tacos with an extra side of cheese. And then I got my usual Nacho Bel Grande with just the cheese sauce. So it was like nacho cheese, overload. And then I got two Mexi Melts, which are not on the menu anymore. But if you just order them and pretend like you don't know, they will still make them.
I'm literally ordering them and didn't know.
Yeah, they're not on the menu anymore.
I think that's like one of the four items I've ordered.
Yeah.
Every time.
They're delicious. Yeah. And sometimes like they're also known as like the big beef Mexi Melt.
Yeah.
I just cut out the big beef part because I don't like, it feels weird to order that.
What is the big beef Mexi Melt?
It's the same thing, but like when it was on the menu, it was called the big beef Mexi Melt.
Oh, just not the Mexi Melt?
Not the Mexi Melt. Oh. So I just...
That's interesting because there's literally not that much beef in there.
No, it's mostly cheese.
More like the small beef Mexi Melt?
Yeah, it's like a soft, for those of you who don't know, it's like a soft taco.
Who doesn't know?
I've had a lot of
those
people,
millennials.
Well, I've had people be like, what is a Mexi Melt? So it's like a warm, soft taco, and there's melted cheese and beef, and then they usually put
it's pretty much the best thing on the menu, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I usually eat one, at least one. They're small, because they're like soft taco size, so you can eat... I mean, I can eat like five, but this time I only got two. But yeah, it's like a warm, soft taco burrito thing with just cheese and meat.
See, I kind of think of it as like a quesadilla with meat.
Ah, because there is a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not the nacho cheese. It's like, well, I guess, it's what like you would call actual cheese at Taco Bell.
They're
like
real shredded cheese.
They're shredded cheese blend.
Sure.
Yeah.
You inspired me to have breakfast.
And that was it. I know.
Taco Bell.
I want to hear about that.
Which I haven't been telling you.
You've been withholding that information from me. So I want to know about your breakfast.
First off, so I was in Apple Valley, California, right? Like a place I'd never been. And I was staying at the Holiday Inn and I had tickets for like breakfast in their restaurant, which I had done the day before, and everything went fine. And so I was really busy and was like, I had to drive, I don't know, like 40 minutes to wherever I was going to be working. And I get down to the breakfast at Holiday Inn, and I just sat there for like, I don't know, probably, you know, I was stressing out because like I'm on a time thing, probably like 10 minutes. Like, where is the server? There's nobody here. And everybody else is kind of looking around. And it's not like a breakfast buffet. It's like you have to wait for somebody. And finally, the lady comes out and she serves somebody else who came in after me first. Mm. And I was like, hey, is this going to take a while? And I wasn't trying to be. I wasn't trying to be that. I know. I did. I was like, but I mean, really, come on. Like, I've been sitting there forever. And. So she
and now it was gonna take a while after her like that.
And then she looked at me and she goes, yeah. And I went, oh, okay. And then I just picked up my stuff and was like, I'm out of here. Like I literally had checked out of the hotel at 6:15 in the morning. So I'm like dragging my suitcase. And I had mentally noted when I was driving back the night before, like, oh, there's a Taco Bell across the street.
I mentally note right? all the Taco Bells all the time.
But I had also mentally noted that there was a Starbucks right next to it.
Oh, and, perfect combo.
Right? So yeah. I was like already thinking that I was going to jet over there and get a Starbucks. And I'm stressing out because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to work for 10 hours without having breakfast.
Right.
And I like half considered going to Starbucks and getting like, you know, one of their little things. And then I was like, but no, this is the moment. Courtney just had Taco Bell breakfast. Like, yeah. I can do it too. And so I run into Taco Bell and
breakfast takes longer.
Oh my gosh. Like it took so long. It
took a while when I was there too.
I was stressing out.
Were you inside?
Yeah, yes. I went inside because
did you take your suitcase and everything in there?
No. Without really going into detail, like the superintendent that I was working for lent me his truck and I didn't.
Oh, I remember you saying something.
So
like,
I didn't want to eat Taco Bell in his truck. Yeah, that's right. A good move. And like leave Taco Bell smell.
It'll leave a smell. Yeah.
I just didn't want him to think like I was driving around town, like eating Taco Bell in his car. So.
Oh my
right?
As much as I love Taco Bell, I'd be so pissed if I loaned somebody my car and they brought it back to me smelling like Taco Bell.
And you know, because it's like that smell, it like permeates, so it's going to be all over everything. So, okay, so I run in and I looked and I remembered that you had talked about the breakfast soft tacos, right? Mm-hmm. And so I got like...
I didn't get a chance to try.
So. You didn't? Oh, see? No. Oh, okay. So I had two breakfast soft tacos and then I had the breakfast skillet.
Which was not a choice at the Lake Oswego one. There was no breakfast skillet. The breakfast soft tacos were there and I saw what they looked like because I saw them making them and then they have the picture blown up on the menu. Yeah.
Okay.
But I hadn't tried one yet.
So like when they have the picture of the breakfast skillet, like in my head, it was going to be, I don't know. Like,
please tell me it was huge.
That's what I thought, right? Like, like how many inches do you think that is? Like four? Okay. So I thought maybe it'd be like, you know, four across or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like a breakfast bowl.
Yeah.
Like, so I wait for like 20 minutes for this thing. I'm like, just get me my Taco Bell. And
like deep too, like a good, maybe 3 or 4 inches so deep too.
When it comes.
No.
It was like this big.
No, it wasn't. She's holding up tiny.
It was like a ramekin.
Like a quarter size diameter.
I went, I probably should have ordered
like four.
Two. Yeah.
You said two. I said four.
Because I also got the soft tacos, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, how many did you get?
Two.
Meat did you get?
Bacon.
Oh, yeah, because you're a bacon person.
Yeah, I don't
a sausage
like sausage.
Person.
That's
yeah.
right.
I'm a sausage person.
And I'm telling you, I wolfed those things down so fast because I was in such a hurry. Oh, no, because I went to Starbucks ahead of time. So I'm sitting there inside Taco Bell completely alone. There's nobody else having Taco Bell breakfast.
Yeah, I know that feeling well.
I know you do. I wasn't as self-conscious. I'm like, whatever, I'm in here. I'm drinking my Starbucks. And so,
you took Starbucks into the Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Why is that dick?
Yeah, I feel like that's like anytime you bring food from another vendor, like into another place, it's like.
Well, okay, so I.
But Taco Bell is not going to say anything to you about it, right? Like if you bring Starbucks into Taco Bell, they're like, fine. But I feel like if you brought Taco Bell into Starbucks,
exactly.
They would be like, no, thank you.
I totally thought about it. Like I'm standing in front of Starbucks and Taco Bell and was like, which do I do first? Oh, clearly I go to Starbucks first.
So then you mixed a Taco Bell, or you mixed Taco Bell breakfast while you're drinking Starbucks
with
coffee.
With a latte.
Yeah, no, see, I would have eaten the Taco Bell and then gotten the latte. Mm-hmm. But so do those flavors, how does that blend? Mm. Did that blend well?
Honestly, I didn't take a lot of time, but So the breakfast soft tacos kind of reminded me of the Mexi-Melt, like a Mexi-Melt with bacon.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Right?
And you were okay with the eggs? Because last time you gave me a hard time about eggs from Taco Bell. Eggs.
At that point, I was like, I have no choice right now. I just need to eat.
They're probably like not that much better than Starbucks eggs.
So I don't know about the breakfast soft taco, but like, so the breakfast skillet was eggs and cheese and crumbled bacon. A little bit of like the fresh salsa, you know, they do like Pico the fresco stuff that they do. Yeah. And I was like,
wait, there was no potatoes in it?
Oh yeah, there were potatoes.
Were they like the Mexi nugget potatoes or were they potato potatoes?
Yeah, they seemed more like the potatoes.
Oh, sad. They really should put those Mexi nuggets in there.
Well, I mean, they seemed like, because I remember you saying that. They seemed like that's what was in the burrito. Seasoning or something, but it was not a Mexi nugget.
And they were like, in the breakfast burrito, they were like hash brownie, like if like a smushed Mexi nugget. Like
no, they were like a seasoned
potato. It was like a wedge potato. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I have to, even though it was small, I felt like it was like surprisingly filling. So when I was done, I was like, oh, I guess I didn't need more than one. If you could take your time, but I was like shoving it down so fast and it was like really hot. And I was like, just eat this breakfast skillet and the soft tacos and get out. It was pretty good. I was like concerned also though that by eating in Taco Bell first thing in the morning,
you're going to smell like it.
Yeah. But then I'm going to go to this like really professional engagement and smell like Taco Bell.
Is that what happened?
Which like, I don't know because
it's, you're already,
I'm immune to it.
It's already on you.
Yeah.
It's
right. I don't
see,
know.
Yeah. When I did it, like I was just going to Les Schwab and I was pretty sure that when you go to Les Schwab and they have the free popcorn and the whole place smells like tires and free popcorn.
It's like the best smell.
I felt like tires and free popcorn would probably mask the smell of my Taco Bell shame. So I like did not care at all.
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty intense. Yeah, I don't know.
They're two very strong odors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taco Bell too. It was good.
I wonder, I'm trying to think of like all of the things that go into this breakfast skillet. If I were to go to a Taco Bell, like my Lake Oswego one, which did not have that on the menu.
What if you just ordered it?
What if I just order it and then they just make it? They might do that. I don't know.
It might be like that time. Remember, I think I told you this, where I was like on the East Coast and I went like when Mexi Nuggets used to be on the menu, but I went to the East Coast.
They need to bring those
like,
back. They really
because
do.
I do this thing where I only order the same things typically. I don't look at the menu. Right. I just know what I'm getting.
And
so
I try
like,
everything.
Yeah, you do.
I try all their weird tacos that come out. I try them all.
Or I'm like super standard, super original. And I went and I was like, yeah, can I have Mexi Nuggets? Not even checking on the menu that they'd be there because here on the West Coast they were, and the lady was like, Mexi Nuggets, what is that? And I felt like the whole restaurant was looking and she's like yelling at me.
Record scratch, everybody.
Yeah. And I was like they're like,
it's like a tater tot with Taco Bell seasoning on it.
With, you know, like, and she's like, I don't know, we ain't got no Mexi Nuggets. I'm like, oh, it was like a shaming moment.
Yeah, that's like
sorry.
Really embarrassing.
So,
because it's not like the Mexi Melt where it's like, hey, even if it's not on the menu, if they're like, well, what's in it? And you're like, well, a tortilla, beef and cheese.
Breakfast skillet. We ain't got no breakfast
like,
skillet.
You have all of those ingredients. Just make it.
Yeah.
Right. But like if you don't have the tater tots for the Mexi Nuggets, then like you can't just make Mexi Nuggets.
Yeah. I was actually surprised that it was like that good. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was really surprised by it because I'm like kind of like a, I mean, I love Taco Bell, but burrito wise, and I think I'm a little bit of a burrito snob. And so for me to, because like when I think about Taco Bell, it's like it's good, but it's a certain kind of good.
Yeah, and it's like, not like you can't like go to like a real taquero like down the street and like compare them. No.
Or like Lake Oswego has this other really great authentic, doesn't really have an authentic name. It's called Senior Taco. But
it's really authentic. It's called Senior Taco.
They have really, really good. I mean, the people that work there, I mean, it's like legit food. But I was, you know, when I had the breakfast burrito, I wasn't thinking it was going to, I mean, it doesn't really compare to like a Senior Taco burrito, but still I was like, oh, this is a lot better than I was thinking it would be.
Dude,
but
I got out of Taco Bell, like a full breakfast for like $2.74.
Yeah, cheap.
I was like, why am I not doing this more often?
Right, because
because I did feel kind of gross the rest of the day.
Yeah, you feel a little bit gross. And I feel like I had to like have protein shakes and salads. For,
like, and I was like traveling on the road where the lunch that they, I mean, it was really nice of them to provide me lunch, but the lunch It was like these box lunches, and not like what we get in Portland. It was tiny, and it was like chili in a styrofoam cup.
Oh, chili sketch.
And I was like, oh, and like,
no.
And so like I had less of the chili.
Well, yeah. And as someone who got food poisoning from the broccoli cheese soup at Quiznos, yeah. I would say be wary of like any type of soup or chili or like anything, because there's like that. Well, you worked in a restaurant, you know, that, that bacteria thing.
Yeah,
where
if they don't stir it.
If they don't stir it or if it sits at a certain temperature for too long, basically it's like super easy to
or
get.
Or if they just take like Friday's soup and keep serving it till Tuesday.
You just keep reheating it. It's really easy to get food poisoning from soups. So, I would be the same way. I don't think I'd touch the chili or the soup or things like that. Because after that, if you have food poisoning once, it's enough.
Which is and funny because after the breakfast at Taco Bell, the like the chili that I picked at lunchtime, by 7 o'clock, when I finally hit the airport, I'm like ravenous. Like I'm just ready to eat. And I had a lot of time to kill, but it's at Ontario, which is like, there's nothing there. And even when I checked in, like, the Southwest gate guy was like, oh yeah, there's one restaurant upstairs. And I was like, okay, what? I don't even care. I get upstairs. That restaurant is a Quiznos.
Don't get the broccoli
and
cheese soup.
I kept walking back and forth like, he can't be like, Quiznos isn't a restaurant.
It's not a restaurant.
Like, no, that's not what he's talking about. But like, clearly that was like the only thing open. They didn't even have like where you can buy magazines and water. It was like Quiznos was the only thing
trail
open.
Mix and stuff. Yeah.
So I went to order a salad. I was like, can I have the Cobb salad? And she's like, we ain't got that.
And is it on like, the menu?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you didn't just like walk up
she
to Quiznos and ask for something. You're not like ordering off the menu at Quiznos.
But I was like, oh, like, why didn't she say, you know, hey, by the way, we're out of the Cobb salad. What would you like?
But okay, so a Cobb salad is what? Lettuce and chicken and a hard boiled egg
and some bacon. And yeah, right.
So I feel like they could have made that. Maybe not the egg. Maybe they were out of eggs.
I don't know.
But I feel like they had to have had...
But then she just looked at me and not like, oh, sorry, that we're out. No, she was like just like, we ain't got that.
They have to have those ingredients.
And so then I looked up at the menu and I was like, well, what else do you have?
Those are key ingredients and I feel like several of their sandwiches, right?
Then, so they
every
made me,
sandwich has
no,
bacon on it.
Then they
a
made
third
me
of them
another
have chicken.
Salad. I was like, well, how about, you know, the Southwest salad? And she was like, oh, yeah, fine. I'm like, oh, okay.
Does it just not have egg and bacon on it? Or like what it?
It was like chicken. I don't even know.
Because clearly they have lettuce and chicken. Like they have to. And
basically,
I'm like 90% sure they had bacon.
Eating that
so
day.
So the only thing that they might not have had is the hard-boiled egg. And does it have avocado on it? Maybe they didn't have avocado. But I feel like avocado is one of those things that people like demand on their sandwiches.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would be odd for them to not have it. But yeah, you ate well that day.
It was just
day.
Like a, yeah. I just went, I went home and was like, I'm ready to get back to my Portland diet of like kombucha and like fresh roasted coffee and a chicken salad.
Right?
I don't know.
I didn't think I'd like kombucha and I got myself kind of addicted
like,
to it.
I have like a
it's
$3 like
a day habit. Yeah, it's really bad. It's
I know.
Really
I used
bad.
To make fun of people for it.
I did too. I made so much fun of a lot of people.
Yeah.
For it. I think it's funny though that you made a comment about the lunches that were served to you, because like it was almost like when you were telling me about the training that you and your partner had put on,
yeah.
And like people were sending their
dietary
requests.
I'm always grateful. Yeah.
You asked for dietary restrictions and they gave you dietary preferences. And someone wrote in, I don't want a ham sandwich, dot, dot, dot.
And somebody said, I don't like cold food.
And we made so much fun of them. And then here you are, I didn't really like the lunch that they gave me.
No, I mean, I'm always grateful when anybody buys me lunch. It was more just like, oh, you know, and well, I had Taco Bell for breakfast, so this just doesn't exactly jibe for me for lunch.
Right,
so.
The chili, I'm glad that you just picked at that. This is super gross, but I used to really like going to Wendy's and getting like a chili and a baked potato. And like,
oh my God, that's like my favorite thing.
It's so good. But after I got food poisoning from Quiznos and the doctor kind of explained to me like, oh, like, cause we have to
you
do
don't
when
want
you,
Wendy's chili.
Well, when you get food poisoning, they make you do like this food journal and then, to figure out like what it is.
Yeah,
cause it was like clearly food poisoning.
Yeah.
And so most people don't even go to the doctor, but I'm that person that will like go to the doctor immediately.
Unless you have like
a giant spider bite on my leg.
I was gonna say Asian mumps.
Well, that's something else. No, so I went to the doctor, and then when he saw my food log, immediately he was like, I'm going to put money on the broccoli and cheese soup at Quiznos. And then he explained that because I didn't have like restaurant experience or
was
anything like
that.
Was
that like the one in Eugene, mm-hmm. next to the campus?
Yes, it was.
See, yep. the funny thing is,
U of O, and I was at Sacred Hearts right next door.
I don't have, like, a big Quiznos history, but, like, when you say tainted broccoli cheese soup, like, my mind goes to the Quiznos in Eugene next
on, like,
to the campus.
Hilliard, right there. Yep, it was right there, and it was my roommate at the time had it, too, and we were both just like, ooh, this is really gross. But after getting that lecture from the doctor about, this is probably why you had food poisoning. Yeah. Then I was like, I cut my Wendy's chili and baked potato habit. So I was like, I feel like Wendy's chili is it's prepared very similar to Quiznos and broccoli cheese soup.
We're going to switch gears because there's another story that I am dying to hear about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So you didn't even give us the full story last time.
About
your breakfast experience at Taco Bell.
Yeah, I did.
No, you said that you texted me later, and I was like, oh, my God. So for anyone else in the world who isn't us, we've recently downloaded an app. What's it called?
Ghost Observer. Ghost Observer. We're both in education, but I always have said if I wasn't in education, I would be like a paranormal investigator, which sounds really embarrassing to say out loud, but I love all the ghost hunter stuff, and I like truly believe in it.
Okay.
So as a joke, Lindsay was like, sent me this, message.
It's a ridiculous app.
Hey, check out this app. And at the time, I couldn't tell if she was serious or not, but of course I downloaded it anyway.
I was totally joking.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, well.
I couldn't believe that there were like a plethora of ghost hunting apps. And I was like, this is hilarious because it's kind of like Pokemon Go. Where you just like turn it on and then it has a little radar and you're looking for ghosts.
And you look for ghosts, but you look kind of ridiculous because it's totally like Ghostbusters where they have the little thing with the little antenna things that come out on the side and you have to like hold it out and scan the area. Yeah. So you kind of have to like hold your phone out and like scan the area, but it gets kind of addicting. And then you found out that it was like it's actually kind of a legit app.
For
intermediate ghost hunters.
I am not at all endorsing the validity of this app publicly. Because let me tell you, everywhere I've gone,
There's ghosts everywhere. So that's when I realized that everywhere there were ghosts. That's when I sent you that text message. It was like, hey, like, how legit do you think this app is? Because everywhere is haunted. And you were like, wait, you actually downloaded it?
I couldn't believe it. Like, I was crying of laughter. Because, yeah, okay, so you were in Taco Bell for breakfast.
I was.
Tell us about your ghost experience.
At that point, I had already had the app for a while, and pretty much everywhere where I go now, I kind of do like a quick scan just because it's fun, and it'll. But while I was sitting there, I think I had mentioned in the last podcast, they had this really fancy, like, manager's wanted table.
Yeah.
With, like, balloons and all this stuff because they're looking for managers. And while I was sitting there eating, out of nowhere, one of the little signs that was on the table, like, fell down. Uh-huh. And so I immediately pull out my phone and start scanning for ghosts. Because that's what I do now when I hear a noise. And there's no one there. So I got my phone out. And again, I'm in Taco Bell by myself, right? Yeah. Like, nobody's around me. Like, because like I said, it is embarrassing to hold out your phone and, like, it kind of looks like
starting
you're
going to make sense why you were alone.
This was before the tennis playing woman had gotten there. And so I hold out my phone and I'm like scanning the area. And according to this app, there was an apparition not far from where that happened. Because I immediately scanned the area and there was nothing there. And then I kind of whipped around to the next corner. And by then it had probably gotten to the other side. So it was over in the corner.
Yeah, I can't believe you omitted this part of the story.
Well, because it's like pretty ridiculous. And honestly, I've been like very caught. I've I'm embarrassed about the app. So, like, it's not information that
I've been bringing it up to everybody. Like, I was getting my hair done and I was like, hey, you mind if I scan for ghosts? And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, check out this ridiculous app I have.
Yeah. There's ghosts everywhere. And the app will tell you like if it's a vengeful ghost or like if you want to pay an upgrade, it'll tell you if like communication has been detected.
I paid for the upgrade.
See? Okay. So you're one up on me because I asked you if I should pay for the upgrade and then you just sent me back like the emoji with the laughy cry, like a bunch of them, and you like. So I was like, okay, that's a no.
It's real. I was just dying to know what the app was gonna say that the ghosts were saying. So have you not seen it? We'll have to play with it after.
No, yeah,
it's hilarious because it'll just give like it'll sit for like 10 seconds and then it'll give a word, but it's like in this whispery voice where it'll be like taco.
Like, oh my gosh.
What?
Yeah. I'll have to upgrade it then. Anyway. Yeah. But there's literally ghosts everywhere. Okay. Just so everybody is aware. but it's kind of fun to play.
Are you ready for a little Taco Bell trivia?
Oh, I did so poorly last time.
Mostly just like funny trivia that I ran across. Okay. First,
I have to read Glenn Bell's book, by the way. It's like on my list of books to read.
It's like on your Goodreads.
It really is. I got so overwhelmed with Goodreads. I don't do Goodreads anymore, but I have my own way of keeping track.
Okay, so I didn't write all of these down, but can you think of any menu items that didn't make it? Like they've been discontinued.
Oh, that is a good question. Well, see, the thing with Taco Bell, they're kind of like Disney, where they'll like, you know how they put certain movies in the vault? Yeah. So they're like, hey, it's your last chance to buy Jungle Book before it goes in the vault. Yeah, yeah. And then like 2 years later, it's like out of the vault and you can buy it. So Taco Bell does
it's a cheap move.
It does a lot of that because, well, like McDonald's does it with the McRib where people are like, oh, like the McRib is back and they go nuts. And then everybody spends a bunch of money. Well, I don't know if a bunch of money, but people will go buy the McRib.
It's a lucrative marketing ploy.
So off the top of my head, all of the things that I was going to say, like that were discontinued, like the double decker taco was gone for a while.
Oh, was it?
And and different very like remember when the chalupas first you probably
yeah
know.
I do
when
yeah.
the fir- when the chalupas first came out, there was like a there was like the Baja chalupa and the this chalupa yeah. and, like yeah, yeah, all yeah, the different yeah. kinds of chalupas. So those things like they've taken them away, but they've always brought them back, and then like or the the cheesy gordita crunch, which was another favorite.
Oh, that's not there anymore?
It's not on the menu, but you can order it.
Okay.
So like they have a lot of things that it's like they'll take them off the menu, but like you can other than the Mexi nuggets apparently. you can still order them.
I'm going to start a Twitter campaign like bring back the Mexi nuggets.
They were so good. I feel like it's a very late 80s early 90s Taco Bell item.
Really? But, like, I swear I was eating them in like the year 2001.
Yeah, you might
in college.
Yeah, they had them, maybe. But I feel like at their prime like I remember like being little and getting like a soft taco and a pintos and cheese or pintos and beans and then like a thing of Mexi nuggets. True. And the old school cinnamon twists. Oh, those aren't on the menu anymore. Do you remember like the ones that are like pork rinds, but they're cinnamon?
And I just assumed they were still there because I don't even look at the menu.
Mm-mm. Now they have like they've like upped their dessert game. They have caramel apple empanadas and churros,
which I have. If I want dessert, I guess I'm not going to Taco Bell.
I'm not going
to
Taco Bell. No.
You have, but if you want dessert in between breakfast and lunch, you're going to Taco Bell.
I guess.
Okay, so I have some weird items that didn't make it. A big one is the Bell Beefer.
Oh my God, I've never even heard of that.
It was like in the 80s, I guess. It kind of looks like a Sloppy Joe.
Oh, is it a hamburger?
Yeah, it's like a sandwich.
Okay, I do remember that.
Do you?
Yeah.
It looks,
I don't think I ever had it, but I remember seeing, no, I know I've never eaten it, but I know I've seen it.
The picture was like a, you know, like a hamburger bun with like sloppy Joe meat.
But it's Taco Bell beef and taco
and
seasoning.
And like some lettuce and tomato on it. I mean, basically like a taco, but like in a hamburger bun.
What is the word? Oh, it's a torta. Never mind. I was like, what's the word for like Mexican hamburger? Like it's kind of the same thing. It's not the same thing, but kind of where it's like a bunch of meat and cheese and stuff in like it's like a hamburger, but it's like in a pocket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This was more like a straight up like a McDonald's bun.
Okay, yeah.
No. But apparently it didn't do well.
Yeah, I can kind of see why.
Now, one that I would have liked to have tried, I didn't know, was the BLT taco.
Oh, I tried it. I remember that one.
Was it good?
No. Yeah, it was. It lacked some of the key flavors that I want in my Taco Bell.
Which I wondered about reading about it.
Yeah. Well, because they had cheese on it, but like cheese on a BLT is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's gotta have that taste.
Yeah, and it didn't. So
okay.
And at that point, they weren't serving breakfast, so they really hadn't perfected like their bacon. So like the bacon was kind of weird. Okay. And then it didn't have like the Taco Bell like winning combo of that like gross beef and fake cheese. It needed both of those, but it wasn't terrible.
How about
definitely tried it?
The Cheez-a-rito. I didn't even realize that wasn't on the menu anymore.
Oh, I didn't realize it wasn't on the menu anymore
it
either.
It's the secret menu, so which tells me like you could still order it.
I feel like I know the secret menu when I don't know the secret menu because I just go in and order whatever I want.
Yeah, and right. So far, and they're still making it.
I haven't been told no.
Never. The only no experience I've had was the Mexi Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my personal favorite, sadly, that was discontinued is the seafood salad.
Oh my god, I did not know they had that. What?
So gross.
It's like kind of like my stomach kind of went.
Ooh. I know. It had shrimp.
No.
And crab and whitefish. Just like no.
Like on a, what Why? Kind of dressing?
Because
like
know.
That's not
like
something.
Like a Taco Bell vinaigrette or something.
Taco Bell vinaigrette sounds so gross because it's not like you know like a fast food burger place where they might have like. Ranch or something as like a dipping sauce or like a side. Like Taco Bell doesn't have that. So like, what were they using for dressing? It's like ceviche and you just get some limes or lemons and
no,
because
it was like on a bed of like you know like the Taco Bell lettuce that comes on the taco. You know, shredded
the little
iceberg.
Thin shredded.
Yeah,
that's not salad lettuce.
I know, but that's what it looked like.
An imitation crab.
Yeah.
The actual. I wonder how many calories were in that because like. Nutrition wise,
that's a good question.
Unless it's like smeared in dressing, but
I think
that,
it was the years before nutrition facts.
Before they existed, this is like 1965. No.
Okay, that's it for the menu items. I just wanted
the
to share this
salad,
tidbit.
Yeah.
So, have you seen Demolition Man?
Of course.
Oh yeah, of course. Who hasn't?
Wesley Snipes.
I was thinking more Sandra Bullock.
Oh,
really? Well, not like that I'm like hot for her.
White Men Can't Jump is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
So like after I saw White Men Can't Jump, which I kind of saw like too early in life, like I didn't get all the jokes and
me too,
everything. Yeah. Like I think my mom had rented it from like Blockbuster and like I think she thought I was doing something else like coloring or reading in the background, but while she was watching it, I was watching it too. And I was like, oh my God, Wesley Snipes is like, the coolest guy.
I like when I said Demolition Man, neither of us thought of Stallone. He's like the leading man.
He's like the worst.
So in Demolition Man, Taco Bell is the only restaurant that exists in their world.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and there are like screenshots of like Sandra Bullock saying like, oh, so longevity. Taco Bell is the only thing here. Okay.
I feel like that.
It's your perfect world.
It's my perfect world. Except when I think of like the future side of Demolition Man, I think about the three seashells. Because that's what replaced toilet paper.
Yeah.
And then, like, they kept on making that joke that, like, Stallone didn't know how to use the seashells.
Yeah, okay, I do remember that.
So I want to keep toilet paper and Taco Bell.
Okay.
But if it was the only restaurant, I wonder if I'd love it as much.
That's a good question.
I wonder how much I'd weigh and, like, what my skin would look like.
Well, it's the future. I mean, they just fix you right back
up. Huh.
Do you know 50 Cent? Sued Taco Bell?
No.
Yeah. So what? Not that long ago.
Well, was it when he was going through bankruptcy?
Ooh, I don't know. Because it wasn't that long ago. So that's very possible. But Taco Bell was like rolling out their like, I don't know, 99 cent menu or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they apparently, Taco Bell sent all of these fake letters. Like it was like a marketing joke. Like that was supposed to be... I think they from 50 Cent, like as a joke, like oh, I'm going to change my name to 69 Cent or 79 Cent or 99 Cent or something dumb
That's
like that, right?
Funny. Yeah.
Right, it is. But it stuff, 50 Cent.
So they didn't get his permission? I feel like...
Yeah, I know. Like, why would they do that without his permission?
As somebody who has zero marketing background, I would be like, well, I think we might need to run this by his people.
Ask him. Yeah.
Just run it by his people.
Yeah. Well, apparently they didn't. And he got really upset. And then he sued Taco Bell for, like, using his name and said, like, you know, that they made money using him. And
but could the Taco Bell people fight back and be like, well, how... Like, 50 Cent is so common.
I'm sure they did, but either way, they settled for an unknown number.
Oh, I was just going to say, I wonder what that
settlement
was.
Yeah, it's like an undisclosed number.
Well, and he, I don't think he's doing as bad as he was financially. So
yeah.
That might have happened around the same
like,
time.
So that's like what brought him out of bankruptcy. Oh my God. Taco Bell.
He needs to like be in every Taco Bell commercial.
Like what's wrong
like,
with him?
No
like
no shirt.
He should have just been like, yo, that's a great idea. Can I get on your
exactly.
marketing?
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Also a side note that I also read was that right before Billy Mays died, he had signed up with Taco Bell to do a bunch of like fake infomercials. Like that was going to be Taco Bell's next marketing campaign.
Oh, hilarious.
But then he died.
Oh, the Taco Bell curse.
The Taco Bell curse. Don't other people die from Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah. There was the Taco Bell strangler.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's like for real. There was this guy. I saw it on a Forensic Files because my other passion in life is murder stuff. And
I feel like I need to make a note of this.
Yeah, there was this guy. He was like a manager at Taco Bell, and he got the nickname the Taco Bell Strangler. He would kill and strangle women, and some of them,
they all smelled like Taco Bell.
No,
that was
the
giveaway.
He was a manager at Taco Bell, and he like worked with some of them. Yeah. So some of them were gals that he worked with. So they just got this like.
Okay, what part of country? When? Two years ago? 10 years ago?
Ooh, I don't remember. I think it was like I'm going to give it a big span because I don't remember. Based on like what he looks like and what.
1952
no,
to
2016. No. I'm going to go 1998 to 2003.
I'd say that's a pretty small span.
I'm going to go 94 to 2003. How about that? But yeah. And then there was this other guy that was on Forensic Files for a completely unrelated thing. But he was convicted. Well, they were trying to convict him for these murders, but they couldn't find the bodies. And so as leverage, he said, I'll tell you where the bodies are for a bag of Taco Bell burritos and $10,000.
What?
Yeah.
I was like, that's payoff.
Yeah. Like, but I like that he mentioned the Taco Bell burritos first.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then $10,000. And then he told them where the bodies were. And they were like, you're going to jail for life or prison. But yeah, so I don't know if I'd call that the curse, but there's like
I'm gonna look up for our future episode Taco Bell related crimes. How about that?
I like that.
And hopefully
I feel like there's got to be some meth crimes.
They've
got to
go
right?
like beyond food poisoning.
Oh God! Well, because there was that we think we talked about it last time. Where like the beans were unsafe.
No, I don't even want to think about it. Yeah. I'd rather think about the Taco Bell strangler.
he has like the classic like serial. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you could call him a serial killer. He's killed more than one person. But like three names. It's like Henry Lewis Wallace or something like that.
You totally just incriminated some
some guy who's not the Taco Bell strangler. Yeah. Wait, let me look it up. No, I feel bad. I want to get that correct.
I have a lot of ideas for our future, as we're wrapping up right now. I have a lot of ideas for our future episodes. But did you know that, you do know, but anybody listening, all four of you, we now have an email. It's the real Taco Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S, you know, like Southern Bells, the real Taco Bells @gmail.com. So if you have an idea or a fun Taco Bell fact, we would be more than happy to do it. Did you find his name?
Yeah, I did. And I was, did I say Henry Lewis Wallace?
Maybe. I remember Henry and Wallace.
Yeah, well, his name is Henry Lewis Wallace.
It's a hell of a memory you got.
Yeah, well, I remember things like this, but. Okay, in March 1993 is when he started.
Oh, okay.
94. So I'm glad that I brought it back to 94 because I was a little early. But oh, okay, Lord. I feel better.
Yeah.
Knowing that I got the right name out there. I didn't even think of that, though.
I didn't realize I was going to learn so much over this episode. This has been truly
Well, me too. I learned a lot about menu items that, like the seafood salad, that's kind of haunting, actually.
I know. I don't, I kind of feel like that's one where, you know, like, because if you go and order the Maxi Melt, they'll make it for you. But if you went and you were like, excuse me, can I get the seafood salad? They're going to be like...
It has to be stuff where they already have it there. Like with the double decker taco, like when they took that off the menu, like they still have all those ingredients.
Yeah.
They can still make that cheesy gordita crunch, same thing. They still have all those ingredients.
But the people have to be trained in order to make these archives.
Okay. Or they could just ask like my favorite order, which I get every single time, the Nacho Bel Grande with just the cheese.
Yeah.
It took a while, like I said, it took a while to perfect that order, but finally, like after like me describing it, the gal just asked me, she was just like, okay, am I hearing this right? You just want the cheese. Cause I told her I wanted it the same like density. Cause the first time I got it, I just got just the same amount of cheese that they would normally put on it, which isn't enough. So it was a process. But then through like, just if you ask me what's on a Mexi Mel, I'll tell you, I know you have those ingredients, just make it.
Okay. So I feel that way. Okay. I feel that way. Cause it's Starbucks. I try not to be one of those people, but I just like for my Starbucks, I don't like it so sweet. I just like half the syrup and there's like a way to order that, which I did not. Finally, the lady was
what is the lingo for that?
Like, so if you're getting like a grande, it's like a 2-pump. Because I've heard them say that's disgusting. I'm sorry. 4 giant pumps of sugary syrup in something that's like a cup size, right? Mm-hmm. And for a tall, they put 3 pumps, which is like a tiny little cup. So I only asked for 1 pump.
Yeah, that's syrup, plenty.
Which is like seriously, I feel like anyway. And I think it still tastes just as good.
Yeah. Well, I just get Americanos. And some, which has no syrup or anything. It's just coffee.
I'm going to look up the Starbucks Strangler.
No, the Taco Bell
her
Strangler.
Her name is Lindsay.
Don't you dare give her 3 pumps.
Okay. We have been talking about Taco Bell for 42 minutes. Woo. So I think it's time to wrap it up. So don't forget to email us at therealtacobells@gmail.com if you have an exciting idea. Or because you probably know us, you can just text us. So...
That's very true.
Signing off.
Bye. Try to act like you don't like my speech. Don't try to act like you don't like to eat. I'm searching for some cash cause I'm barely getting by. Cause I'm eating fucking tacos and getting hella high.